This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The date and time of the first report from one of these big reporters that the Giants are hiring their next head coach. The date, and you could even throw in a time that report is going to go down. So if it's Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport, reports are done, Giants are finalizing a deal with so-and-so, that's what we will go by. Not the press conference date or anything like that, or the Giants putting a press release. That first trusted report. Tiki Barber, date and time on the Giants hire.
Martin Luther King Day.
MLK Day, which is January 19th at...
I want it on air, so 12:05.
Oh, you want it on air? Yeah, that's always fun. Breaking news live on the air. Sean Morash.
Friday, January 16th, 2:03 p.m.
So as we're signing off.
Yeah, we have 3 days before we can talk about it.
I was going to go along those lines. So I was looking at the history of when the Giants have hired coaches. It's always in January. It's usually in mid-January. The latest one
I'd hope.
Yeah, right. The latest one was Brian Daboll, but that makes complete sense because they needed to wait for his elimination. So that was one of the latest hires they ever made.
They also were hiring a general manager as well.
Correct. So it was, you know, a double search. Mm-hmm. The earliest I've seen, at least during this recent cycle, is Joe Judge. January 8th.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
I don't remember it being that quick.
I do because it was so stunning. Like, it was just like, wow.
That's today.
Yes!
Remember, the season ended a week earlier.
Holy crap, it is today.
But still.
It's still early, Sean. Like, that's still like a week after the season ends.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with next week. And I'm going to go with January 15th at, you know who's going to get the breaking news? The freaking morning guys. Mm. They rarely do. They're going to get it at 9 a.m. Thursday, next Thursday, week from today. It's going down. That's my short-term prediction on when the Giants announce their next head coach. One of the guys who has been talked about for years as potentially being the next head coach of the New York Giants is, of course, the legendary Bill Belichick, who we have not heard from in a while.
Oh, man. He couldn't feel any less relevant.
I know. Meanwhile, he does have quite the resume. When Jim Gray was taking a break from kissing his ass, he did ask him, hey, if a team comes to you and talks to you about a head coaching job, what will you say? Here's the exchange between Jim Gray and Bill Belichick.
The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com.
What do you say, and would you have an interest?
Yeah, nothing's changed. Yeah, I'm where I was a month ago. I'm here in North Carolina. I really appreciate the love and support that we've gotten from the community down here, from the school, from Chancellor Roberts, the ADs, Bubba Cunningham, Steve Newmark. Work with Mike Lombardi and our staff here. We're building a good program, and you know, I'm excited about the direction we're headed in.
I'm sure that'll settle that, Coach.
I don't believe him. Yeah, no, he's right. Jim Gray was actually right. I don't believe him at all. I think if a team calls him, he is all over it. I just wonder, Teak, if a team will call him. Hmm. That's the part that I'm unsure of, but that answer does not... I don't believe Bill Belichick. I think he's full of crap.
I think that in that spot, just real quickly, Bill Belichick is trying to cover up and get ahead of why he wouldn't be asked. This Fan Focus is sponsored by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think I don't think he's top of lists right now in the NFL.
Which is amazing considering he has the greatest resume in the history of football. Course.
But you saw this last year before he took the North Carolina job. It was one team. Essentially.
The Atlanta Falcons. The
Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
Or 2 years ago, I should say.
Yeah, it was two now.
Two years, because Raheem was there for a year. Two years, right?
Yeah. Yep, 2 years. So 8-9 both years.
There wasn't a ton of interest then. He's 2 years older now and hasn't had really any success down at North Carolina.
There's something else that hurts Bill Belichick.
Which is?
Something that I believe is very damaging to Bill Belichick getting another head coaching
job. Josh McDaniels not available to him?
It's a good guess. That's not it. Sean, your guess on why I think something else has happened that has hurt Bill Belichick's potential of being a head coach again.
How good the Patriots became without him?
It's a close one. No, it's related to NFL results, though. Like, it is not something about his girlfriend, nothing like that. It has nothing to do with him, and it's unfortunate. And here's the answer, and I guarantee both of you are going to be like, that's a good point. Pete Carroll.
Right.
Pete Carroll is Hall of Fame caliber head coach. He got a job despite the age. Age is just a number. And he went one and done.
He looked overwhelmed.
He fair or not, and I do not think it's fair, by the way. I'm just telling you how I think the perception is. Mm-hmm. He added to the perception of, oh, you're too old to coach. He just added to it.
And it's not. And you're right, it's not fair. But when you hire Pete Carroll, you think there's going to be two things that are certain. Your defense is going to be disciplined, dialed in, not mistake-riddled. And you're going to run the heck out of the football.
Yeah.
They were the worst rushing team in the NFL, despite drafting Aston Jeanty in the first round.
Yeah. And it takes a special kind of badness to go one and done. And he went one and done. He just wasn't unsuccessful. He was a one and done head coach. He's never going to coach in the NFL again, which sucks for him. And I really do think it hurts the other senior citizen head coaching candidates like Bill Belichick.
No, you're right. It's a good point.
Thank you.
Senior citizen.
I mean,
I wasn't saying that derogatory. I'm being honest. I'm just.
He's 73 years old.
I know.
And Sean, I think it sucks. Like, literally, and I'm not trying to besmirch all of Americans. We literally were voting on two old men over the last couple of elections.
Right.
To run our country.
So if you Bill's a young man to be president.
Absolutely. If you can run our country, then I think it could be a freaking NFL head coach.
Right.
So obviously, I don't look at age as something that should be a deterrent, but I think it's going to be.
I think it's harder to be a head coach, to be honest with you.
Is it?
Yes, because your job is on the line every year.
That's true.
As the sovereign president and the head of the United States, you have 4 years.
Yeah, your job's on the line.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, that's right. It's only one time.
No checks and balances here. No checks and balances.
Let's go to William in Long Beach. Hey, William.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
So I want to talk about Harbaugh and why he's waiting for the end of the wild card weekend. And I think it's because if and when the Bills lose to the Jaguars and fire Sean McDermott, which they should have done in 2023 after the loss to the Bengals, I think he would like to coach there, in all honesty. I think it's a good fit.
The Bengals?
No, the Bills. But the Bills lost
Bills.
To the Bengals.
Lost to the Bengals. Yeah. I could see that. I mean, I don't think that...
I still don't know why the Bengals are involved, because the Bills are playing the Jaguars.
I don't think that he was...
That's
what confused me for a second. I'm like, why are we talking about the Bengals? But I don't feel that Sean is on the hot seat.
Oh, I think he is now because of John Harbaugh. Because I'll ask you a simple question. We did it with Nick Sirianni. We'll do it with Sean McDermott. Who's a better NFL head coach, John Harbaugh or Sean McDermott?
I mean, Harbaugh.
Okay, so that's it?
McDermott has had a ton of success as well.
But he's also fallen short. And in a year in which there's no Patrick Mahomes and there's no Joe Burrow, and I think that's where the Bengals came up, that the Bills failing this season in a year in which you don't have to go through Kansas City.
Oh, I see.
And you don't have to go through the Bengals, we'll use them as an example, and the Ravens, throw them in there. It is unacceptable for the Buffalo Bills to not go to the Super Bowl. And I think we all know it.
Yeah, but the better team in the division was the New England Patriots.
Come on.
So it does.
They faced the easiest schedule in NFL history.
Right.
So I don't look at the Patriots as the better team. I'm sorry. They're not. I mean, they split the season series, and the Bills' track record matters.
Who has the better coach and quarterback?
Between whom?
The Patriots and Bills.
Well, I think the Bills have the better quarterback. I have Josh. I have to, absolutely. Drake May hasn't started a playoff game yet.
But Drake May might win the MVP.
And it's well-deserved. He's also faced one of the easiest schedules in NFL history. Putting Drake May above Josh Allen is not, you can't do that yet. You want to tell me he had a better year? Of course. But putting him ahead when you say who's the better quarterback?
Oh, no, no.
Josh Allen's the better quarterback.
Like historically, not
well,
even.
He asked the question.
No. Because usually.
I think you were asking for right now.
Right. Well, because that matters, Evan.
I trust Josh Allen in a playoff game head to head more so.
Whenever we get here in the playoffs, we're constantly reminded, typically, not all the time, the better head coach quarterback combo usually wins these games. Mm. And if it was Patriots-Bills in this spot in the playoffs, I'm sorry. I'm trusting May and Vrabel from trusting freaking McDermott.
Mike Vrabel and Sean McDermott have gone as far as each other in terms of postseason success.
So who would you rather have, Evan, as a head coach then? Who do you trust more?
Oh, Mike Vrabel.
Okay.
I didn't get to that. You asked me the quarterback. The answer is Josh Allen. For now.
Yeah.
Obviously, caught subject to change.
Combo.
Well, I think the Bills are better than the Patriots. What do you want me to tell you? I've said it all year.
Well, just because they beat them.
Well, because they were also more battle-tested.
Yeah.
That matters.
Yeah.
That was your point, Sean. You're the one who taught me that 3 years ago about the Jets. You got to be battle-tested. This is their first excursion.
To be fair, I think the Bills roster has changed over more than people realize, and that defense ain't the same as it used to
be. No, let's go back to the Patriots not being battle-tested. That's my point.
Right. Yeah, they have to prove it.
They do.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. Anyhow, what was the point again? Oh, yeah. That if the Bills don't get to a Super Bowl, period, I think it is absolutely a conversation that they're going to have on saying, hey, Sean, thank you for getting us this far. But much like what the Knicks decided to do, this is the guy that could put us over the top.
You're up against your ceiling. And we've seen it year over year over year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You've been unbelievable for us, and tons of winning, tons of great plays and players and moments, but we don't think you can win a Super Bowl.
I do think our last caller is right in that John can wait because, A, he doesn't need to be rushed. And B, there could be more openings, as we've talked about. We mentioned it yesterday. We talked a lot about the Eagles, and obviously he brings up Buffalo. Like,
well, think about this.
Absolutely legitimate.
There are three playoff teams that could move on from their head coach.
Yes.
The Steelers, the Eagles, and the Bills.
Yes.
And that's crazy to think about.
It really is, but it's true.
But it's the reality of the sport.
Let's go to Dave in Michigan. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I'm going to give you why Harbaugh in Miami is a mortal lock.
Mortal
lock. I worked at the University of Michigan for 3 years at a school with Stephen Ross's name on it. I dealt with him and his people for 3 years. And this is what's happening. As soon as, and he's very close to Jim Harbaugh and had a lot to do with Harbaugh going to the University of Michigan as head coach. So when John Harbaugh became available, The wheels started going. I know how Ross operates.
Mm-hmm.
So back.
Nope, I think we lost
and
you.
What and what he's going to do for him? He's giving Harbaugh a Godfather offer that I suspect includes a mansion in Miami and a piece of the team.
That would be interesting. I don't know if that's going to. I mean,
is that legal?
The coaches aren't regulated by any kind of collective bargain, so you can kind of do whatever.
I don't even mean the CBA. I mean just like ownership stake.
Well, I mean, essentially, didn't the Raiders kind of do that for John Gruden?
Did they?
I mean, they gave him $100 million.
Yeah, they gave him a lot.
That was a tenth of the franchise value.
The Dolphins have the ability to give. I mentioned this to Connor Hughes yesterday when he was on. I said, with a lot of people, not everybody, it's about power and it's about money. Not for everybody,
yeah.
But power and money is, it means a lot.
Oh, of course.
They can give him the power. Obviously, it could be a handpicked general manager, and they're interviewing one of the guys he's linked to. And then, yes, Stephen Ross is a billionaire. Could he very well make him the highest paid coach by a lot?
Of course. You know he has an affinity for the Harbaughs because the building he's talking about, the Ross School of Business at University of Michigan, he's one of their biggest donors. He's heavily involved with the football program. In fact, I went to a game with him years ago at the University of Michigan. So he knows the Harbaughs, and he loves them. It is not a coincidence that Mike McDaniel, who had a job 3 days ago.
Yeah.
I mean, they talked about this on Monday. He had a job.
Yes.
And as soon as John Harbaugh becomes available, he no longer has a job. Unfortunate for Mike McDaniel, a firing of opportunity.
Yeah.
Because John Harbaugh comes available, then we're getting rid of our coach to clear space so we can bring John Harbaugh here.
I cannot insist enough to my fellow Jet fans, I know we may feel left out of this conversation over the last few days, how much of a disaster it would be
right.
for John Harbaugh to take the Dolphin job. Like, I understand that there's this Jet-Giant dynamic we have in this town. We kind of want to laugh at certain Giant fans, not you, Teague, but certainly Sean Morash. Lately, Big Mac. Like, we want to be, ha-ha, you didn't get what you wanted. Him going to Miami is a freaking nightmare for the New York
Independent
Jets.
Independent of the New York Giants situation.
Forget the Giants situation for a second. It is a disaster for this division to now add John Harbaugh as a head coach.
Right.
We already have a lack of confidence considering who our coach is. And now Miami, who's been a spinning wheel of garbage for the last two decades, is going to add one of the most accomplished coaches in the league.
Mm-hmm.
It is an unmitigated disaster. Frank is in Monroe. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hey. Well, good morning, guys. What's happening?
What's up, dude? What's up?
Hey, yesterday I was listening to one of your peers on a podcast, and he made a tremendous comparison between McCarthy and Harbaugh. Right? GH in English is an F, so I'm going to call him John Harbaugh, okay?
yeah.
Listen, they both coached for 18 years.
Yeah.
They're both the same age.
Yes.
They both have the same winning percentage, and they both won a Super Bowl.
I know. I did that with Sean in the 10 o'clock hour yesterday.
Right. I think he's talking, BT posted this yesterday.
Oh, BT spot on. So
I wrote this down. What's the difference?
Here's what I brought this up to Sean yesterday, and I still have it written down on my notes. 18 years for both guys, a winning percentage for McCarthy of 608, for Harbaugh 614. Playoffs, McCarthy 11-11, John 13-11. And then above 500 seasons, under 500 seasons, and at 500 seasons, 12 for McCarthy, 13 for John, above 500. Under 5 for McCarthy, 3 for John. Their resumes, while slightly better for John, I mean, he hasn't beaten everything, it is very, very close. And the perception of both guys is so different. And one of the things we brought up yesterday, and I heard Gio bring it up today as well, and it's uncomfortable to say, but it is true, because Sean has said this a lot over the years, is the shapeness of each guy.
Yeah.
That one guy is out of shape.
I actually don't think it's that.
What do you think it is?
I think it's the Aaron Rodgers effect.
Aaron Rodgers almost negates the success that McCarthy had?
No. He won a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, and he was great. They loved each other, right? And then all of a sudden, they didn't. And Aaron Rodgers couldn't say anything good about Mike McCarthy. He ultimately gets fired as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. And then he goes to the Cowboys, where you're expected to be, as Jerry's, I don't know, anointed whatever, a champion. And it never happens. And so they get to the postseason. They win 12 games every year. They get to a point, and it falls apart. And most of it is coaching decisions that people will look back on and say, this is why the Cowboys didn't get there. And so it's a combination of being in these high-profile spots and not ultimately succeeding, and then having a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, crap on you.
I think there's a level.
You don't get that from John.
No, you're right.
Nobody's saying boo about John Harbaugh.
Here's what, because I'm trying to be self-reflective on this, because I'm a big Mike McCarthy guy. I've been for years, me and Joe were screaming about him to the Jets. We've actually had arguments around here with the Giants. So I'm looking in the mirror. I'm saying, Evan, you like Mike McCarthy. Why are you more gung-ho for John Harbaugh than you are Mike McCarthy when you're a McCarthy guy? And so I was looking in the mirror, trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And my answer is, and it's unfair, but I think it's my answer. Every time you get fired, there's like a little bit of a stench on you.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And because
somebody didn't want you.
Correct. And because it's happened twice now, while with John it's once and it's new, it just happened, like it's fresh.
Right.
There's like that extra stench on McCarthy because twice teams have said, we're done with you.
Right. After not horrible season. I mean, he had one sub-500 season.
Dude, he won 12 games in back-to-back years with the Dallas Cowboys. Right.
The other season was bad was because Dak got hurt, right?
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, Harbaugh has survived injuries and won games without.
Yeah.
I actually did a fair deep dive.
By the way, three straight years of 12 wins for Mike McCarthy in Dallas. I want to correct myself. That is really impressive.
Right. In the second year, that was the one Dak got hurt, right? And he
583 winning percentage in Dallas. 583!
I tried to be really fair about Mike McCarthy last night. I stayed up late. I'm like, all right, let me just brace myself against McCarthy's head coach. What is the difference between him and Harbaugh? Mm-hmm. And I've realized everybody reading the playoff records between him and Harbaugh is kind of lazy if you do a deeper dive. Dude, Mike McCarthy's playoff losses, completely unprepared versus the 49ers. Completely unprepared that game versus the Packers.
Right.
Why? How did the Ravens lose this year? Mark Andrews doesn't catch a pass. Harbaugh's coaching with Billy Cundiff couldn't make that kick.
Right.
When Lee Evans dropped that pass, like it's always these little things on the players where the bad McCarthy losses are like, dude, did you even prepare your team for for the game?
That's what I mean. It comes down to it feels
the
like
coaching
it comes
is
down
the
to
difference. Yeah,
in the postseason,
yes,
for McCarthy, whereas it's been one of the best tight ends over the last decade, drops a pass that is in his hands.
Correct.
That gets them to the Super Bowl.
Does it concern you? Because I like history. I think history matters. We had fun with it late in yesterday's show with the Knicks on a losing streak where I reminded everybody the all-time record for most consecutive losses in a season in which a team won an NBA championship. The answer was 6, so it's good that the Knicks won yesterday. Mm-hmm. They get off that snide.
And it's a regular season, and basketball, as Evan told us last week, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't, but the history says if you have a 6-game winning streak or more, you're not winning an NBA title. Luckily for now, the Knicks don't have to worry about that. Does it worry you that Mike McCarthy and John Harbaugh have won Super Bowls and no head coach in the history of the sport to this point has won Super Bowls with two different teams?
No. No, it doesn't bother me at all.
Can you name, and Sean, Tiki, the floor is both of yours.
All right.
Can you name the 7 guys, because it's actually happened 7 times.
Who got closest?
Who got to Super Bowls with two different teams.
All right.
So they didn't win with both teams, but they were able to accomplish getting there.
I got 3 without even thinking.
Go.
John Fox.
Mm-hmm. John Fox is correct. And just for the record, the first Super Bowl he went to, he lost with Carolina and came back and won one with the Denver Broncos.
Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells had the opposite. He obviously won with the Giants twice. Then he goes to New England, gets there, and loses. So the opposite in terms of order.
I actually just realized there's a 4th. Dan Reeves.
Mm-hmm. Dan Reeves did not win with Denver over and over and over again, and also did not win with Atlanta. So unfortunately for Dan Reeves, he doesn't have a win.
You need a win. You need a win.
No, I'm saying...
They just got there, you said, right?
I guess...
No,
get there with both teams. You don't need to win. We're going to clarify, because obviously no one's won with both teams.
Right.
The 4th I'm wrong on, so I'm going to move on.
Just say it.
I was going to say Gruden, but he never got there with the Raiders.
No.
Huh. Okay. Got there with 2 separate teams.
Dungy didn't get there.
Mike Holmgren.
Mike Holmgren is a good answer. He got there and won with the Green Bay Packers, and then got there with Seattle, and they lost. So he went.
So what you got to do is think about the teams that lost.
Yes,
teams that lost Super Bowls.
Losers.
You are missing
Harbaugh.
You're missing 3 guys.
No, Harbaugh never won.
Not Harbaugh. And by the way, one of the guys you're missing is you can't miss because he's active and he's awesome.
Oh, Andy Reid.
Andy Reid, of course, got there with Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Donovan McNabb threw up, and then obviously with the Kansas City Chiefs, we know the story.
That throw up didn't matter. That's not why they lost that game.
I'm just pointing it out.
T.O. would have you believe that that's the reason they lost that game, but that is not the reason they lost.
I'll tell you what added to them losing that game. There was no urgency on those last drives. Anyhow, 2 more guys. Quick. Come on.
Are they before my lifetime?
Yes. One of them definitely, kind of. I'll just tell you.
Vince Lombardi?
No. Dick Vermeil got there with the Philadelphia Eagles, and obviously many years later came back and won with the Rams, and then one of the greatest of all time, Don Shula. He lost Super Bowl III to the Jets with the Baltimore Colts, came back with the Dolphins, and they won. So no one has done it, though. And that does not concern you guys when talking about these Super Bowl winning head coaches.
Because you know why? There's two other Super Bowl, like, little fun nuggets that went out the window in recent years, and we forgot were a big deal going in. One was, no team has ever played a Super Bowl in their home building, and then suddenly we had it happen, like, multiple years in a row with the Bucks and Rams. And remember the old, there's never been a Super Bowl that went to overtime. Recently, we've lived through two of them. So we're due to break another Super Bowl streak here with a coach.
Speaking of Super Bowls, who's getting to this year's Super Bowl? And who did we predict at the beginning of the season to get to the Super Bowl? Because I forgot.
Wrong. I know I'm wrong.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.